Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and this week we're joined by my fiancé, Matt.
Hello, everybody.
It probably sounded so close to their ear. You got so close to the mic.
Yeah, turn your volume down.
Oh, Brody's making an appearance. Brody.
Hi, Brode.
If you hear the tippy-tapping around.
Yeah, where are we? Where are we located? Why don't you tell us?
You tell us. Oh, gosh.
So currently we're recording in our hotel room in New Jersey. Because I'm still up with the Devils, and we're actually just doing a quick chit-chat with a little drinky-poo, before we go off to the Drake concert, so that'll be fun.
So fun, and if you see us distracted here, I swear Brody knows, like, whenever I start vlogging, podcasting, whatever, he shoots up, he has to be a part of the action, like, he was, like, laying there before, and now he's, like, up and alert.
Well, he's probably like, who the heck are you talking to?
Yeah, like, what am I missing out on? And he just grabbed his Lammy, and I'm like, if that Lammy starts squeaking during this podcast.
And now he's looking to eat.
Oh, perfect.
We'll feed him after.
He's slurping water. It's turning into my vlogs where I turn on the camera and then he starts slurping water. Gnawing on some kibble.
Okay, well, ignore him.
He's a background noise.
Yeah, so what's new? When was the last time I was on? A while, probably.
Ages ago.
Probably the summer?
Maybe last summer? I can't remember. I feel like not in Utica this season, so definitely summer.
Yeah, so first time this hockey season.
Been a while.
With only 6 games left, so. Okay, maybe next season we'll try and get it. A little earlier.
I know, but I like this because then I figured I could ask you all about your season and life updates, hockey season, like how it went, kind of like looking back and stuff. But yeah, basically we're just going to chit-chat, give you guys some updates. Actually, side note, I think as this goes up next Friday is my mom's birthday.
Ooh.
Happy birthday,
Miss
Mommy.
Heidi, happy birthday.
Shout out.
I'm sure she'll want to do a nice dinner.
Yeah.
At 677 Prime, I'm sure.
That's funny. I'm feeling like we're like a radio show, like shout out, happy birthday, blah, 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 you know, but anyway, that's that. Also, not to put you on the spot, we can probably do this another time, but the whole reason I thought of having you on the pod is because I got a comment.
Ooh.
I think I've been getting a bunch of comments recently about like podcast ideas, which is so helpful. And they said things you wish you knew before entering a serious relationship, things you've learned along the way, goals you have when you two get married. Maybe Max could tell you some of his, which is sweet. I figured I'd just like bring you on the podcast for that. But I feel like this also, like, goals for getting married, like we should do that closer to our wedding, like in a year from now. So maybe we'll do that then. But.
Yeah, put that one on the back burner.
I thought that was exciting. So this is just chit-chat.
I think this is more of a chit-chat.
Life updates.
Yeah. He's going crazy.
Brody, sit, lay down. Good boy. You just rest, okay? You wouldn't even know we ran around in the woods with him for a freaking hour today.
Yeah, and he got so muddy, needed a bath in the hotel, which is really hard to do because it's not a shower that has the detached head. So we basically filled up the bathtub and gave him a bath like he was a baby.
Yep. Yeah, that's a whole process when you don't have the removable shower head. So we've learned it makes it literally 100 times easier if you have the...
But we did our best, so...
Yeah.
And now he's clean.
He's so fresh and clean.
And he's heading... Where is he heading? He's heading...
He's heading to Utica with me tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Then to the Cape, then to Boston.
Yeah.
All fresh and clean.
Yeah.
And he slept just long enough this afternoon to now have energy again.
Of course.
But, yeah, that was today. And then... last second, we were like, we have to do this podcast right now. Mm-hmm. Well, this is perfect timing while we pregame for the Drake concert.
Perfect.
You know what? Let me take a little sip of that.
There you go.
And because Brody and I are leaving tomorrow. Oh, you are too. So this is like the last time we could do this. Guys, it's been so hard. I mean, not only like the podcast, but when we're like, oh, we're, you know, talking with our wedding planner, mm-hmm. doing things for our wedding, and we want to be physically together. Like our last call with our wedding planner, we were like, surprise, we're logging in on two different like accounts. You probably thought we were gonna we're like physically not together, so it's hard to do stuff like that.
Yeah, it's been a little challenging coordinating around two hockey schedules with Utica's and the Devils.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, and the interchanging of both. So
in my travel as well.
Yeah,
because I'm gonna be gone for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, now you're doing all the traveling.
I know.
Mine is coming to an end, and yours is just beginning.
Picking up. Yeah. But yeah, Max goes to Ottawa tomorrow, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yep.
And then you'll be back. That's a quick moment. And then, do you have any other away ones after? Oh, just Flyers, maybe.
Yeah.
And then all the others are home.
I think so.
6 games left.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Okay, you guys. I'm jumping in here real quick. It's me, Gretchen, a week and a half after we recorded this. Why can't I even remember exactly when we recorded this? I need to jump in here quick, solo. It's crazy because we recorded this. I remember saying it was a Thursday. We were about to go to the Drake concert. And I'm going to put this in right here because we had just said, oh, Max is leaving like the next morning for Ottawa. Because that's where the Devils were playing that day. And little did we know, he was about to get sent down the next morning. So, the reason I'm jumping in here is, A, just goes to show the uncertainty. Whenever I say something like, oh, we're here, or there, whatever, plan change the next day. I feel like I've recorded so many episodes where I'm like, oh my gosh. I remember one in specific where I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys, I should have checked my phone as I was recording. I took a break, and Max was like, about to play on the road with the Comets. And then he's like, oh my gosh, I was just getting ready to go to the game, but I got a call and I'm getting called up and I got to get on a flight right now and meet the team in Dallas. And like, it's always chaos. So that was that. But I do have to give you guys an unfortunate little update. And I was just going through this podcast. I actually am not even going to edit it like at all because it's just our conversation. So naturally, there's not even any parts I really need to edit. But we are just doing a big like recap of Max's hockey season, how it went, and did we jinx it? I hope not, because we said something like, oh, there's been so many injuries with other guys. It's like everyone else is injured, but like not you. Like you're always so healthy. Next morning after we recorded this, Max gets sent down, goes right to Toronto to meet the minor league team, the AHL team, Utica Comets, in Toronto where they were playing. And he had a pretty bad hit, so he'll be out the rest of the season, but like we said, it was like, you know, 6 games left or whatever. So silver lining, it was the end of the season, but he's doing great, he's recovering, he'll be better in no time. I just wanted to give you guys that little update because this whole episode is, you know, hockey season recap. That is a Max update. He's doing good. You guys are so sweet for caring. And we're going to jump back into the episode here. I just needed to insert this little moment right here. I think we're about to say, oh my gosh, yeah, this season flew by. So back to me and Max in our conversation. Season really flew by.
Yeah, it really did.
So that's
We were talking about this the other day. I think because we spent like half the season, I feel like, with the Devils and half with Utica. But like, on alternating months.
Yeah.
So it was like a month in Utica, and then it was like a month here in Jersey, and then back to Utica, and then back in Jersey. So it felt like it went even quicker than just staying in like one spot for like a long period.
Yeah. I know. Even imagine if it was like first half with one team, second half with the other, it would feel long. It's kind of like in a workout if you do like intervals.
Yeah.
If you do 20 minutes this, 20 minutes this, 20 minutes, it like flies by. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was like this hockey season.
So that's what it feels like, yeah.
I know, looking back, it is so funny. It was like a month down, a month up, a month down, a month up, a month down, a month up. And, like, is that what you thought it was going to be like?
No, I had no idea.
No expectations? I know, I feel like I didn't either. I was like, well,
yeah.
The season's going to go how it's going to go. When you get the call, we'll go. Yeah. And when you get the call to go back, we'll go back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's Max. And then I am leaving with Brody tomorrow to go to Utica for, like, you know, 1.5 days, which is what I do at a time, to, since all our stuff is there,
yeah,
to, like, unpack, repack on the road, because we realized we started doing some logistics the other day, and we were like, ooh, mm-hmm, season is coming to a close soon.
And we got a lot of stuff in Utica that needs to go in a storage unit or to the Cape. Mm-hmm. So we've been figuring that out, and... yeah, hopefully you will fill up your little car on the way to Boston and the Cape with a bunch of sheet.
I know.
And bring it home.
It's actually so bad. Like, in theory, I think looking back, like, my idea for this season was I really wanted a house for Brody and to, like, run around. Because I was just so worried in an apartment that he wouldn't have, like, grass to run around in, or, you know? And I just really want... I'm like, okay. And now that we, like, have a house, I'm like... now we're, like, house people. Like, we just need to, like, rent a house. And now I'm thinking, too, it's, like, a double-edged sword. Because you do have more space, but you have more space to fill.
You do,
and
yes,
you fill it. And I did. And then that's more to deal with than to move. Especially when everyone... I got so much hate for this, when it's, like, a furnished place that you're renting. But then you get more furniture. Mm-hmm. And then now there's so much stuff.
Yeah.
But it worked out for the best.
But it'll be great for next season.
Yes. And we'll have, what you were saying, both. We'll do storage unit, probably a little pod.
Yeah, I think
as
we're
well
gonna.
As bringing stuff,
I wonder if anyone has had experience with pods.
I know. I actually should post my story, guys. DM me if you're listening to this. Actually, as they're listening to this, we'll probably be getting the pod like a week and a half later.
Yeah, true.
So, but seriously, DM if you've had hopefully good experiences. I swear my parents did when we moved houses when Lucy and I were in ninth grade.
They're pretty good.
But they did, like, the huge one, you know? Yeah. And we'll literally do, like, a smaller one, just with, like, bed frame, mattress, couch, whatever. So that's, like, what's up. Like, the logistics of...
yeah, it's coming to an end. Well, we'll see how long the Utica one goes. They're pushing for a playoff spot, so we'll see where that ends up when I return to them, whenever that may be. So,
I know, now we're thinking... because there's 6 games left here, Max could end up staying through the end. But then the Utica season goes 1 week longer, so then he would probably finish here. I still get to, whenever I post stuff of you, like, here at the games in Jersey, people are like, wait, so does he not play for the Comets anymore? I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so hard for people to keep up.
You girlies will figure it out at some point,
one
I
day,
hope.
Maybe, or not. But you guys know, it's just their minor league team, so it goes back and forth. And it's actually been really fun because there's been another player who is a defenseman.
Yeah.
Who has kind of become Max's buddy. They go up and they've been going up and down together is what I'm trying to say. So it's so fun because he has a girlfriend that's here and they're from Finland. And so then we get to hang out in Utica and in Jersey.
Yeah.
So it's been
really that fun. Worked out great this year. I feel like they've been up and down the same as we have. So
I know, like in the same moments. Yeah. And they just got sent down, and I'm like, no, wait, we have to go with them.
Yeah.
Because we stay together.
I'm always just like, oh, well, we'll see you soon.
Yeah. And last time, it was so ideal in February, guys, when Max got sent down. Because, of course, it was right when we ordered so much stuff to the hotel. And we were like, what do we do? So much stuff is coming this week. And he knew he was going to get told to go back soon. But they were here just a couple days longer than us. So they got to bring back so many packages.
That worked out nice.
We were like, thank God. So, yeah. Okay. Wow. 11 minutes in. You know, we always do something, say something we're happy about, and do like a happy quote, idea. What are you happy about this week? It's Thursday, by the way. I mean, we never know what date is. I have to like, where are we? Here we are. Drake concert?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say just happy about being in Jersey, and I feel like it's been such a fun year here and being close to like New York City and like having Chase close by, and I feel like we've seen friends like way more often this year than we have in any season before.
Yeah,
like going into the city and seeing friends and and whoever. So, yeah, I'd say that.
Wait, that literally is the best part.
Yeah.
Like, looking back.
Mm-hmm.
Because none of our friends really live near Utica, but just my mom, you know, in Albany, an hour and a half away. But whenever we're here in Jersey, Max has so many friends in New York. I have so many friends in New York. So it's been so fun being close. And, like, every off day when we can, we try to see everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the fact that his sister's here now. It's been so fun. That literally is, like, the best part about being here.
Yeah.
It reminds me in Philly, the girls, I would always have a bunch of girlfriends. Maybe just because that was your first year playing in the NHL. I just feel like we had so many people visit. Like, so many of my friends. Like, everybody was just such an exciting time. Because it was, like, your first season playing with them. So we always had people visiting, but also had like family friends in Philly, Amy, Megan, you know, like I had friends of my own also in Philly. And so the girls there would always be like, okay, who do we got today? Gretchen always comes with the posse. And I think that's me here as well. The girl, like last night we were at Madison Square Garden for the Rangers Devils game and I had five people with me, and the girls are like, okay, what do we got this time? I'm like, cousin's boyfriend, friend, Max's sister, Max's sister's boyfriend. Like, it's always a whole crew. But yeah, it's been literally so fun.
Yeah. So that's what I've been happy about.
You know what else I'm happy about? We can, like, find little things to complain about here and there, probably me more than you. But I'm like, we really have nothing to complain about. Like, knock on wood, we have stayed so close to the Northeast where we've played hockey. Like, we've been in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And we're both from the Northeast. And so I complain. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, the camp is, like, you know, 5-hour drive from here. And I'm like, oh, most of you are
5-hour flight.
Most of you are 5-hour plus flights from here. And so I know that makes me sad for them. I'm like, la, 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 bouncing around with, like, so many friends and fam at games. And they don't have friends and family nearby because they are from far away. But yeah, so that's actually been really nice. Really, New Jersey's even a little bit closer to Boston, Cape Cod, New York. Literally the only thing closer. Actually, for my mom, like my hometown, we couldn't be any closer.
Yeah,
Utica. 2 hours from here, an hour and a half from Utica. Like, it's so nice. Like, I'm going to stop by Albany tomorrow with Brody and see my mom. So close. And then, yeah, the only thing closer to you would be, like, Boston. Everyone cross your fingers one day.
Maybe.
But
yeah, that'll be our next journey this summer, where I'll end up next season. Maybe back, maybe somewhere else. Never know.
San Jose.
Never know.
You guys, we kept thinking San Jose last summer. We'd be like, definitely San Jose. We're going to San Jose. Brody takes the West Coast. Woo! And then that just, like, didn't happen. Yeah. So it's so funny. You'll, like, hear of teams like, oh, maybe this team, maybe that team. But then, like, you don't know until you sign or whatever.
Yeah.
And hopefully...
Hopefully we find out sooner.
Yeah, I was saying, hopefully a contract before camp this year.
That'll be nice.
But I was telling the girls that the other day, because we were talking about if their guys, like, signed early in the summer or camp or whatever. And they're like, oh my gosh, you didn't even have a contract till after camp. And I'm like, no. We were, like, the last minute addition. Yeah. And they're like, well, damn, that's so impressive, you know? But... Yeah, we'll see.
Funny how it all works out.
Do you have, like, a happy, like, doesn't have to be happy, just, like, an idea or quote, like, the, like, phrase you've been thinking of recently or, like, a favorite? Do you have, like, quotes you think about? I feel like I have quotes I think about a lot.
I don't think so, no.
Or, like, ideas, mantras.
Maybe you tell me one and maybe I'll...
Well, I'm just thinking of you in, like, your hockey part of your life. I feel like your vibe is very, like, I don't know if this would be a quote, more like an idea, like, of just letting your, like, hard work kind of speak for itself. I feel like you are the type of person and, like, player that you, like, just are on the DL and, like, keep your head down and just, like, always work really hard. And you're never, like, talking a lot or...
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know, being a lot with teammates or coaches or whatever, like, I feel like you always just try to, like, let your hard work, like,
speak try to yourself. Blend in and stay under the radar.
Yeah,
I can see that.
And also, let me brag for a second, because Max won't say it. You guys, how are we not saying hello? Okay, so it's been 2 games since, but, so I guess starting 4 games ago, Max had a 2-game goal streak.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Like, scored a goal
in back-to-back
games. Back-to-back games.
Yeah.
Like, scored twice in a row.
Doesn't happen often, but...
So that was so cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was really fun to watch.
Both on the road, again.
Always.
Never at home.
You guys...
Maybe I'll get one at home, but before the season ends, but...
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Gosh, and then I won't even be here. Of course True. That would happen. Guys, yeah. He only scores on the road when I'm out there. I've actually seen one goal in person. Do you remember which one?
Nashville.
Yes. Yeah. And all the other ones, I'm at home, like,
yeah,
with Brody jumping up and down, vlogging. Mm-hmm. So that was so exciting.
Yeah, so at least you saw that one.
Yeah, the Nashville one. Yeah. And that was, like, the coolest one.
That was a cool one. That was a cool one.
What one's your favorite goal that you scored? Mm-hmm. Like, the first, just because it was the first?
Yeah, that one was cool. Nashville was really cool.
Nashville was so... It was a breakaway.
Oh, the one this year in Chicago, another breakaway, was cool.
That was cool, too.
And that was, like, first game
I forgot that
with
was,
the Devils. Yeah, that was yeah, cool.
I forgot that was a breakaway, too. That was a cool one. That was, like, a... Mm-hmm. I don't know if you call it this, like, interception. Like, you, like... He was trying to, like, pass it, but you, like, took it and took off.
Kind of, yeah.
You intercepted the pass.
Yeah. I guess you could call it that.
What would you call it? Like, you just... It was just a turnover?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that wasn't even, like, a turnover. That was, like, you literally put your little stick out and took the puck away.
Yeah. Yeah, he turned it over.
How did you know that you could do that? Like, it looked like it was going to be a bad pass.
It was, like, bouncing. It was, like, bouncing, and he couldn't handle it.
Oh, so you knew it was going to be a funky pass, and you thought you could take it. And you did. That was actually really cool. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
How did the Nashville one, I forget how the breakaway started. I feel like it just popped up.
Blocked shot.
Oh. And it just stayed.
And then I flipped it over him.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got the breakaway. And then
oh, wait. That might have been cooler. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But then.
Okay. Enough about me.
Yeah. But the one that was cool, his first game with the Devils, too, that he scored, like, that was special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like, see? Keep me. But. Yeah. That okay yeah literally my note says how has this season been. I guess we talked about this season a bunch. Was it how you thought it would be looking back?
I don't know. I don't think I go into the season like thinking how it should go or like
really
yeah because I just know it's so
not manifesting.
Well, like some things but small things but like
yeah.
It's so it's always changing and
yeah.
There's always so much going on. It's hard to predict.
True. Like, you don't have expectations of, like...
Yeah.
Like, I feel like going in, I'd be like, oh, I feel like this team is going to be, like, friendly or more quiet or the coach is going to be like this. But you just kind of... And you're right. It does change. Like, players change throughout the season. People get traded, come and go. Yeah. And coaches change.
Well, probably, I would say... I didn't think I was going to be up as much as I was.
Really?
Yeah, probably. Because I feel like they had, like, a really good team at the beginning of the year, and then some things happen, and then a lot of injuries. Like, you don't ever expect the injuries, so, which there's been a lot of this year.
I know. I remember one point in time being like, there is, like, 8 people injured. Yeah. There would be so many.
Yeah. So that was nice.
Yeah, a lot of, like, opportunity.
Yeah.
And for... Got other guys in Utica as well. Like, I feel like there's periods of time where there's been like 5, 6, 7 of us in the hotel, and it's been fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Huh. That's interesting that you. Because I feel like I. Well, that's probably good because I overthink things, and I feel like I always have like a thought in my head, like, this is going to go like this, or going into like a brand trip. I'm like, this will probably be like this, or these people will be like that. So it's probably good to just be like open minded.
Yeah.
And if you thought too much about your coach or something, they come and go. Max has had 2 seasons where the head coach has been fired.
Yeah.
And then the assistant coach takes over.
Mm-hmm.
So that probably is like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Fresh start. A little shift. Here we go.
Yeah. Maybe I'm the problem.
Maybe it's me.
Yeah.
Huh. I know. And I feel like it is... I'm like, in my experience with the girls, I think it's just, like, a mixed bag. Like, you never know each year. Mm-hmm. Just, like, I feel like in Philly, a lot of the guys are maybe older. Like, an older kind of team. And so a lot of the wives were, like, older with families and kids and stuff. And then here, it's, like, literally the polar opposite. Yeah. Everyone's so young. And so, like, less kids and families. Like, still some. But, yeah.
Like, a lot of girlfriends, not, like, wives.
Yeah, so many girlfriends. And Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, like, interesting.
Yeah. But it's been a fun group.
Yeah.
Both teams.
I know. I was going to say your teammates, how you thought they were going to be, but I guess. Did you know anyone coming into?
Like, no.
This? I know. I guess I don't know, because this is only...
A couple people in Utica, but that's about it. Yeah.
They're here. Like, no... I would think, I don't know, this is only your second organization, that a lot of times it would be like, oh, at least this player played in the organization I was in before. Mm-hmm. Like, I was certain that someone would have played for the Flyers at some point, but yeah. No one did.
No.
So I'm like, girl, someone talked to me about Philly, but, like, no one was there.
Right.
Yeah, and I just feel like the hockey world's so small, you always, like, know of someone.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, but it wasn't really like that. It was, like,
yeah,
fresh
new
start.
And nice.
Yeah. I want you to tell me, you might not want it, when you were first on the road at dinner the night before, NBA game.
Hey, what?
I can cut this out if you don't want to talk about
it. Oh, whatever. Like,
tell them, I think this is a funny detail.
Like, normally on, like, the road, you get dinner the night before the game, and usually I like to have, like, a beer or a wine or something before. Mm-hmm. And it was like one of my first dinners, like, with, like, a bunch of people, and yeah, and the server came over to me first, and I was like, oh, like, I'll do like a Stella, like a beer, and then, like, it went to the next person, and they were like, oh, I'll do like a Diet Coke or a Coke, and it went around the table, and everyone was getting, like, soda and water, and I was like, the only one drinking. I was like, oh boy, is this like a team rule? So that was kind of funny, but
I think that's so funny.
Yeah.
I know. See, the vibes are probably different team by team. I'm sure it's not. I actually was thinking about this other day, and I was going to ask some of the girls, like, wait, by the way, are they, like, not supposed to drink, like, the night before the game on the road or something? Like, I was going to ask, but I didn't. But, yeah, I feel like the vibe just, mm-hmm. or maybe because everyone's younger.
Yeah,
versus,
maybe.
Like, and also, he's not saying, like, drink 10 bottles of wine. You have, like, a glass of wine or a beer or whatever. I just thought that was so funny. You called me and we're like, oh my gosh.
I know.
Everyone one by one after me was like, water.
Yeah.
Cup soda. Tank look. Like, you're like, oh, this is not the vibe, fellas. I love that. Are you excited for summer?
I am. I'm ready to get down to the old little Cape.
You are?
I am, yeah.
I am.
Can't wait. I feel like we got some good plans. Mm-hmm. Don't have too many. Couple weddings. We don't really have any trips planned. Maybe one spur of the moment, end of the year plan that we talked about last dinner.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Finnish friends that we were talking about earlier.
So. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
We, like, have to.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see.
We might be crash in the works. Their end of the year trip, basically. Which, if it can tell you anything, it's far away because they're from Finland.
So. Yeah.
It would be a Europe trip.
Yeah.
Which, so, we don't have any plan, but I also feel like going into the summer, I'm looking at it different than last summer. We had every single week and weekend, like, mm-hmm. packed, so it was, like, such a jam-packed, fun summer.
I'm sure it'll turn into that.
Yeah.
Once we get
plans
going.
Plans always come up.
Yeah.
It's like, come to Montauk this weekend. Yeah. Okay, sure. Let's all go to Nantucket this day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go. But I did want to be like, okay, chill out, because our moments on the Cape are, like, our favorite. Mm-hmm. And so when you make all these plans to go other places, it's like, wait, but we want to be there for the summer. Luckily, we have a lot of people visit us, too, because they know the Cape is so fun in the summer, and they want to, like, be
come
there
visit
as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know. A couple weddings we got to get our flights for.
Yep.
Sydney.
Well, wedding. Just one of them. Luckily, one's in Boston, so.
Yeah. Oh, they're both going to be so fun. I actually can't wait. So that's going to be so good. I can't wait to go back. I might go back sooner. And Max.
Yeah.
Futica's in plan.
Mm-hmm.
We shall see.
Yeah, but you're going to get FOMO and you're going to want to come back.
I know, if it's, like, fun and place. Yeah. Is the Devils for sure not going to be
in
place? Are the
Devils
for
sure?
But Utica, the AHL team.
They're close. They're not in right now, but they're close.
I don't know if you're allowed to say this publicly, but I was going to say, do you want them to be in place?
Of course.
I know. I feel like I'm like, let's go summer. But obviously, it'd be fun to see playoffs. And I feel like as much as you want summer, you would be so excited to play in playoffs.
Yeah, playoffs is fun.
And you never really got... The Flyers never made playoffs when you were there.
We made it last year in Lehigh, but
it didn't
go so well.
One game, and that was it.
No, three games.
Oh, I mean first round, I guess.
Yeah,
Yeah, we all got our sweatshirts.
We thought we won the first game, and then we were like, wow, we're going to... Win the whole thing. Easy. And then lost the next two. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you want to be in playoff. I know, mm-hmm. that would be very cool to see.
Yeah.
So I'm crossing my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I'm ready for summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote to make plans or trips. I wrote down where will we be in the fall, but we don't know. What is your... What, guys, every day I ask Max because he was like, I don't know. Am I playing? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or am I going to get called upside down? I don't know. It's always like, you know, Dave's situation. So I always say, what is your heart
what's
telling
my
you?
Gut saying?
What's your gut telling you?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
We shall see. Too early to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Last questions for you.
Great.
My interviewee. Is that who you would be? I'm the interviewer. Yeah. Do you have like recent faves, what you've been up to? Like everyone knows we've been like watching Survivor, but like other like movies or shows, or like you've been very into like Dunks and Jordans and stuff recently.
Yeah, I've been ordering some new sneaks every now and then. Yeah.
You're in your, is it called
Sneakerhead?
Yeah, you're in your sneakerhead era. Sneakerhead.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I feel like that's taken a rest. It's been nice being at the hotel because I want to order things, but I'm like, I don't want to like send it here or like send it somewhere else, so then I just don't order it, which is probably a good thing.
Or you do order it to our house and you get, and it's outside on the front step for weeks.
I've done that a couple times, but recently I've been just I'll just order it later and then
summer.
Yeah.
That's good. Sleep on it.
Yeah.
And then if you still want it, you know, I did that today. Like a dress I've literally I did. I treated myself. There is a dress I've thought about from House of CB, this like expensive dress company. I've looked at this dress for like probably 6 months to a year. Like I've thought about it for so long, and I was finally like, I'm ordering it before I go to Palm Springs because this could be a good dress to wear one night. And I thought about it this long, and I still want it, and I still haven't found one like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sneakers have been big. Always golf stuff. I actually feel like I haven't ordered many golf stuff.
Oh, don't give them any ideas.
Recently, but I might get back on it.
Okay, now we know when we're back on the Kate then, if you still want those things that you've been wanting,
right,
then you can get it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. What else? What else have we been into? Our treats.
We tell them about this morning at breakfast. How did the server know?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we finished our breakfast and he came over and looked right at Gretchen and he goes, any other sweet treats we might need? And of course, we had to get the chocolate croissant. And
Michael, now that you ask, he must have a girlfriend.
Yeah, probably.
Or a wife or something. Because how would you know? He's like, guys, we need a sweet treat. I'm like, okay, King. The answer is yes, always.
Yeah. So that was great.
That's your recent fave, Survivor, as always. We're back on an old season. We've been jumping around.
Yeah.
We watched, like, season 8, then season, like, 45, then...
Back to 7. We're on 7, I think, now.
We're on 7.
Yeah.
No one spoil it, or I'll be mad. Yeah. But I think I might know who wins, actually. Do you know?
I don't know. Maybe.
Because we've seen later seasons of, like, the winners.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah, maybe.
I won't spoil it for you. And I actually, it's not confirmed. I just think in my head.
Yeah, me too. I have an idea.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the same person or anything. The same person?
I don't even know his name.
Yes, we're thinking the same person.
The leader?
Yeah, I think it is him too. Okay. Andrew? Do you guys watch
I think it's Nate. I think it's Andrew. It yeah, yeah.
He's like the leader. Yeah. Like he just gives like the I'm going to win vibe.
Like
he's like the dad.
Yeah. It's like he's played before.
Yes.
But he hasn't. He plays later.
Yeah, and when he comes back later, he seems even more like oh, I've done this before. Yeah. Like, been here, done that.
Yeah,
I'm settled in.
Yeah. What else? Anything else? I think that's it. What about you? Are you into anything?
I've been liking cuddling with Brody. I'm in my iced vanilla latte era, as always. My Aura Ring era, been loving it.
Oh, yeah, your Aura Ring.
And it tells me every morning I wake up, it says, your heart rate was elevated in the first half of the night.
Because you were snacking.
Did you eat too late at night? And I'm like, how did you know I ate only an entire pack of cinnamon rolls at midnight? Could that have done the trick?
That is it. That's what did it.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, my cinnamon roll era, as always.
Yeah.
Getting back to it.
Well, that was a great little catch-up.
Update?
Yeah.
You think you updated us on everything?
Sure, there's always more. I'll just have to come back on.
We would love
sooner
that.
Rather than later.
We would love that. Yeah, we gotta go, guys, because we gotta go to the Drake concert, and I have to finish this bottle of wine.
Alrighty, that's all she wrote.
Okay, thanks for joining us.
That was so fun. I'll be back on very soon. Maybe when we get back to the Cape, we'll have a pre-summer kickoff.
Or end of summer recap.
What about one of each? A pre-summer.
Oh, that's too much.
A pre-summer bucket list.
You could never.
Post-summer recap.
Guys, I always want to do a bucket list with Max and he's...
But not a bucket list. But a list.
He's always like, we need to sit down, make a list for the summer. It's like a bucket list, but not a bucket list. And then now he always says, it's like a bucket list, but not a bucket list.
Yes.
Okay, love you guys.
Hey, that was fun.
Bye.